Lawyers for Silvio Berlusconi asked Italy's Supreme Court on Wednesday to throw out a tax fraud conviction against the former Italian prime minister. Berlusconi and three others were convicted in October of tax fraud in the purchase of TV rights for his Mediaset network. The former prime minister was sentenced to 4 years with a 5-year ban on public office. If the conviction is upheld, Berlusconi could lose his Senate seat and be banned from running in elections. Berlusconi made his final appeal before a judge on Tuesday against the sentence. Shed light on what this means for the Italian people, and Schneibel spoke with James Walston, head of the Department of International Relations at the American University in Rome.
Over the next either 24 or 48 or possibly 3 days, there will be some sort of decision on Silvio Berlusconi's so-called Mediaset case. This is a case in which he and some of his colleagues, his employees at Mediaset, his holding company, were accused of creating slush funds by buying rights and paying too much for them. So they avoided paying taxes in Italy and they created slush funds abroad. And this was a crime, and this has been established by the Court of First Instance and by the Court of Appeal, in which Berlusconi has been convicted of 4 years in prison and 5 years bar on public office. It is, and what we are waiting for is the Supreme Court's decision, which can either confirm the lower court's sentence, or it can overturn it, not on questions of fact, but on questions of law and technicalities. Or, just possible, they could postpone the decision if the statute of limitations is in some way squared, i.e., in order, as long as the verdict, the case does not fall because of the time passed. Or they could possibly, another alternative, order a retrial. So really there are three possibilities: confirmation, acquittal, or some form of retrial.
Would prolonging this trial, is it a source of stress for the Italians, or is it...
The consequences, particularly of a conviction, and possibly even of an acquittal, and some sort of delay, but very definitely, and this seems to be the most likely possibility, the confirmation of the conviction would put immense pressure on the Italian government, because parts of Berlusconi's party have already said very clearly that they would bring the government down, they would walk out, they would resign as members of parliament. Most of the people in government, the ministers who are in Berlusconi's party, have said no. Berlusconi himself has said no, the government must stand on its own merits. But whatever happens, there will be a very strong reaction. And if the conviction is confirmed, it will be a serious shock for Berlusconi, because he has never been convicted at the top level after three trials. He has been convicted on various other occasions. He has been let off because of the statute of limitations. He's been let off because the crime he was accused of was depenalized, was no longer a crime, usually because of laws which his government passed. But this would be the first time that the Supreme Court has confirmed a criminal case against a former prime minister and leader of a party which is supporting the government. So it would be a major crisis.
All right, well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about to understand this, what's going on here?
Well, I think the crisis, the part of the crisis is a very long-standing division in Italy, in Italian politics and society, between what is very loosely called politics, la politica, and what is also fairly loosely called la magistratura, the judiciary. And this has been present at least since the 1980s, in some ways a bit before. And since the 1990s with Berlusconi, it has become a major rift There are many politicians in Italian political life, not just Berlusconi, not just on the centre-right, who feel that in some way an elected representative should not be subject to the same sorts of laws that the rest of the country are. There are people in his party who have said that if he's convicted, this will be a crisis of democracy because you can't convict somebody who has been supported by 10 million Italians. This clearly goes against any idea of what the rule of law means in Western democracies. But it's a very strongly held feeling. And this is why it would be a critical event